Ghost Zone by Marty Ross.
What's happened here?
Something came out of the sky last night.
20 miles away, my windows got blown out. How come this place wasn't wiped flat? It almost looks normal.
Oh. It's a man. Severe burns, head to foot.
McBain? That's the name of...
That's my name. No, one of them anyway.
This is a special day.
My 13th birthday, Mum.
13? But you're 50.
It's like layers. Different layers of Inchbrae's past, all jumbled together.
Here comes that old bus again. That man, just behind the driver. I know him. Stop! Stop!
Get up, Captain.
What?
You heard.
A bus. Desert. Where'd they go?
Reach the terminus, old chum. Your ride is over.
You are Jim Hopridge, aren't you?
Captain James Hopridge. Special Operations Unit at your service.
And that man who was driving that bus?
Coulter.
That's right. He was in your unit too.
Aye. You do have a memory for faces.
I thought you were all...
alive.
Where is this? Oh, my God. You know where we are?
Face to face. Been a while, Davy.
We're out in the cloud. The dust cloud. It's radioactive. You can feel it in your skin. We have to find our way back to Inchbrae. No!
Stay there. That's an order.
We'll die.
Oh, I'm past worrying about that sort of thing. Thanks to you.
What does that mean?
God help your immortal soul if you've forgotten.
What's the story here? I always thought you got out of Iraq. And then seeing you on that bus, I got a clue to the game being played here.
Oh, you think so?
Military intelligence. Special ops. That whole dishonest bag of yours. Is this one of your special operations?
Can't think what you're talking about.
Inchbrae, the desert. What is this? Some weird kind of war game?
My, what an imagination.
What else would you be doing here?
I'm here to see you.
This air. We have to... I have to get back.
Where are you running to?
Well, sanity would be a start.
Oh, Dad, can't we have some slightly more modern music? I mean, something written in the last 50 years? Look, what is going on here?
Oh, we told you. Our growing girl's 13th birthday barbecue.
But she's not 13, she's 15. We had this barbecue 2.5 years ago.
And we're having it again today.
You are Heather, aren't you?
Of course I'm Heather. Here, touch me.
If you're not...
Touch me.
Oh! Oh, that feeling.
Sends a tingle up your spine, doesn't it?
The grub's almost ready, girls, and the guests should be here any moment.
What guests?
Oh, the whole village is coming to sing happy birthday. And to welcome you home.
Why am I being treated differently to the others? You took them prisoner. What are you trying to do with me?
Oh, we'd hardly take you prisoner. You belong here.
You're my mum.
Am I?
Doctor! Granger! Ben! Jill! I must...
No use running.
You've been running from the thought of me all those years. And look, I'm still here, right at your back.
I don't know what game you're playing.
Oh, this is no game. It wasn't a game what they did to me in that Baghdad dunghole. Why should I be playing now? It's my turn.
Is it you?
You've wished I was dead every day since then, I'm sure. So much more convenient for your standing as a battlefield hero.
That's not true!
Oh, is that what you told yourself every time you pinned on your medals, eh? Did it help you cut away the thought of what you'd abandoned me to?
At least you survived. If I hadn't got my men out of there, we'd all have been sacrificed in the name of your dirty little secret op.
Oh, was it your men you were frightened for that day? Or just yourself?
Ask my men if it mattered.
Or should we ask the lads in my team?
What?
Coulter and the rest of them. They're all here, keen to renew your acquaintance.
No.
Shall I whistle them over?
No! Who are you?
Who do I look like?
It can't be you! It can't be them!
Because we're dead, you mean?
You're just in my mind. You must be.
Guess what? We got out.
No! 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 Okay.
Captain? David!
It's me. Yes. Everything's all right.
That bus! I saw you get on it. I saw it disappear into the cloud.
You thought I'd had it, I'm sure.
Something like that.
Imagine how it felt being on board the bloody thing.
So, what happened?
It was all an illusion. We're quite safe here. It's all been explained to me now.
Explained? How?
Climb on the bus and I'll tell you. Come on, time's short.
No, wait a minute. Tell me now.
Look, it's nothing to do with meteors or other planets. It's one of our own operations that got a little out of hand. So secret they didn't even tell us about it.
I don't believe you.
Climb on the bus and I'll convince you.
I'm not sure I believe you're David Cairns.
Here I am. Take a look.
We saw Constable McBain with the real McBain dead at his feet. That seems to be the sort of thing that can happen around here.
Get on the bus, Beth. Trust me.
The real Cairns would trust me to make up my own mind.
The real Cairns? He can't help you now!
Get off me! What have you done with him?
He's dying even as we speak, out in that cloud. Look, aboard the bus, I've got a few of his friends with me.
What in the name of...
The pictures in your heads. They're mine to play with. These fellas are crowding out a corner of your captain's skull. Look, soldiers, shot, blasted, tortured, twisted. Come along, lads. Escort the lady on board.
No way!
Maybe a picture or two from your own head might prove more persuasive. Shall I have a look?
No!
I'll look all the same. Shall I?
No, listen. I want to know what's happened to my friends, and if neither of you will tell me, then I'll go and find out myself.
I really don't think that's a good idea, darling.
Oh, what are you going to do to stop me?
You two aren't going to start fighting, are you? You know how that grosses me out.
There's no need for us to do that, sweetheart. I, for one, am ready to learn the lessons of past mistakes. All I need is for your mum to give me the benefit of the doubt.
That sounds a little threatening somehow.
Oh, you always liked that streak of danger in me.
Did I? Not for long.
Jill!
What? Beth?
Well, what do you know? We have a gate crasher.
Oh, Beth, are you okay?
Not dead yet. Anyway.
Mom?
No, it's okay, sweetheart.
Stay away from her.
No, she's a friend.
No, I'm not.
What?
Not to them. I'm just beginning to get a handle on what they are.
and what they're up to.
Well, someone please explain to me what is happening here.
You're safe with us, Jill. That's all you need to know.
Oh, what? You don't have a bus trip lined up for her? We've lost Cairns, Jill.
Lost him?
Whatever's in control here whisked him off into the radiation cloud. Faked his image for me back there, like it's faked the image of everyone else here.
She's lying, Mum. They're trying to trick us, faking being human, to trap us all.
But one by one, we'll deal with them. This village stands together.
Deal with them how?
Here, Jill, take my hand.
What?
My hand. Hold it.
Mum, I'm scared.
Your hand. Thank you. Now there. I don't send quite the same tingle up your spine as they do I?
No, you don't.
Whatever's going on here, it's held together by that electricity you feel whenever you touch them.
She's trying to confuse you, Mum. She'll kill us all.
It's okay, sweetheart.
That's not your daughter. Let's go.
Mum! What do you mean?
Everything here is an illusion. Inchbrae is dead. The people in it are dead. What you're looking at is a mask worn by the murderer.
It's not just an illusion, Mum. How come I know everything about our life together?
Oh, don't let this thing plug itself into your head, Jill.
What do you want me to tell you about that'll prove I'm real? You want me to describe my bedroom and tell a car? To remind you of the first boy I had a crush on at school?
This thing, it told me itself out there. It's not just events, figures it can recreate. Somehow, it's thoughts too. Memories, pictures in the head.
Scarborough, Mum.
What?
That was my 100% favourite holiday. You remember? Back when I was 8, 9? That year we stayed by the old lighthouse up on the cliff.
8. You were 8.
Remember that day we tried dodging the waves, crashing up onto the sea wall? One went boom, right over our head.
And then shot right down. It sucked us through.
It's a stolen memory, Jill. A stolen memory. A stolen face.
Shut
a stolen village.
Up. I know who this is. This is my daughter. But who exactly are you?
Well, there's a question I think we'd all like answered.
Oh, you get away from me.
Dad, careful.
It's okay, sweetheart. We're just going to hand her, it, back to PC McBain.
No way. Jill, come on.
No.
You're coming with me.
Let go, Heather.
Mum.
God! Must!
How does it feel, David?
What?
This. Dying.
Am I?
The radiation. You can't survive.
I.
His image. What was it you felt towards him?
His image.
This image here. Hopbridge. I reached inside your head. This image my heart lost. What was the thing that made you feel?
Who are you?
I saw other things too. Look. Over there. This is the house where you were a child. There. She gave you birth, yes?
No.
Here's another action.
No! No! I'll take it away! Put it back in my head!
You wish to be free?
Free? Yes!
It'll take you time to die. 4 or 5 hours, possibly. Here. This might make things a little easier.
My pistol?
You might even call it a gesture of humanity.
One human gesture? Deserves another!
Understandable. But useless against me. You must know there's only one difference you can make with that weapon.
What? Who are you?
I want to see.
To see?
I want to see what you can do. I want to see all you have it in you to do. To set yourself free.
And the two women, Beth, Jill.
Well, you can't help them. Not now.
You want to see me die?
Well, you're dead already. I want to see what your species is capable of in the face of that knowledge. I'm quite prepared to watch you for a whole 5 hours and a half.
Well, you'll excuse me. If I don't sit under your microscope a moment longer than I have to...
If I'm a little rough, but it'll be easy to explain when we're free of this madhouse. Oh, damn it!
Hey, look, ladies. Half the village showed up for the barbecue. Oh, boy, do they look hungry.
Hey there, everyone!
Looks like your exit's blocked.
Dan, what's going on here?
We're looking after our own, like any self-respecting community.
Gee, guess it's all up for the conquest of the Earth.
What are you talking about?
You heard. Us Martians got rumbled. Time to switch on the death ray.
Dad, she's got some kind of weapon.
Improvised this while I was looking for you. Just my radiation sensor with a few wires twisted the wrong way.
Dad.
It's okay, Heather.
You see? Just gives off a little bit of an electric charge. We used to rig these up in the lab for a laugh at the Christmas party.
Put that down.
Wired the blade of my pocket knife up to it. To make it a little meaner.
Jill, get back.
Don't get all human and nervy, Dan. It's just an experiment. If this whole place is webbed together by electrostatic energy, then it's just too tempting to see if my itsy-bitsy current can't disrupt your great big one. Like a nail driven into a light socket.
Mum, get away from her.
It's okay, Heather.
That charge is in everything here, isn't it? Only it's slightly unstable. Jumpy, just like you, Dan. It's in the trunk of this tree, I'm sure. Now, suppose my little blade gets driven into the bark.
Beth, wait a minute.
Trust me, for 2 seconds. And thank the MOD for your rubber boots.
No!
Ah, Beth!
Inchbrae.
What do you mean?
There was no village left standing. The village you thought you were in was an illusion. This is what's really here. A ruin. Blasted flat.
What are those things there?
Huh?
Sticking up. Look. Huh? Right around the whole area.
Oh, yeah. Some kind of artificial structures. Or maybe part of a single structure.
They're like crab claws.
Crab claws the height of apartment blocks.
Is this what came down last night?
The uppermost section, at least.
Uppermost?
Ah.
You mean the rest is...
Under our feet. Oh, must be. If those things mark its outline, it's under the whole village.
It's big, in other words, so big.
Must have landed at the crater and then burrowed its way up below these ruins.
This is not a meteor we're looking at.
No.
This is some kind of a spacecraft, isn't it?
Can't think offhand. Have anything better to call it.
What's it done with my daughter?
Oh, Heather's dead. Well, They all died, I'm certain, in the initial blast. I think that imitation a moment ago must have been knitted out of these waves of electricity. See, up there, leaping between the tops of these structures.
Oh, I think they're starting to leap our way.
Oh, no, we have to move. Over there. Watch yourself. Jill, get up.
Wait a minute. What? Here. Some kind of hole in the rubble.
No, get down through it. Then, now.
Look out.
Drop. Drop.
What? Where is this?
What's left is one of the houses. The blast must have compressed it into the ground. We're not going to be safe here for very long. Oh, move! Along to the end there.
Wait!
Jill, watch yourself.
I know this place. It's the living room of Dan's house. What's left of it? My house, it used to be.
It does make sense.
Nothing makes sense here.
Now, a couple of minutes ago, we were just outside this thing's reconstruction of the house. It was on the same site as the original.
And the real Heather and Dan, where are they?
Oh, we have to get out of here.
Wait! What's that? Over there, behind that burnt-out couch.
Jill, we don't want to get trapped down
under
here.
Under all that glass. And dust.
There's no point in looking.
Is that Heather?
No, Jill, don't look.
She's my daughter.
Watch out!
Heather!
Happy birthday to you.
Three cheers for my wee girl. Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Oh, Dad! You're embarrassing.
Well, you won't be my wee girl much longer. I'm grabbing every chance I can to make a fuss of you.
Just buy me a few extra presents next year. Hey, look, everyone. Mum and Dr. Beth are waking up.
About time. You almost slept through the party, girls.
What? We're back here.
This is where you belong, Jill. The bosom of your family.
I saw.
We saw it all.
There was a body. Heather.
Right here, Mum.
You're not Heather. You're not. You killed her.
Come on, Jill. This isn't our kind of party.
Wait, Mum, wait. None of that was real. It was all a humongous trick. Dr. Beth's trick.
You saw an illusion she conjured out of that gizmo of hers.
Oh.
These creatures are playing head games with us.
I saw this village. I saw the dead. I saw the thing that killed them all.
It's not real, Mum.
How real is it that you're trying to defend yourself from alien invasion and having a birthday barbecue at the same time?
And the old wartime spirit, Dr. Beth.
Oh, don't get Dad started on that. Boring.
I remember the old days when they were bombing the Clydeside. Maniacs raining death on us every night, and still we stood together.
The bombing of Clydeside. You weren't born then, Dan. You see, they're juggling. It's juggling. Too many thoughts from too many heads. What you're doing here, it's a kind of archaeology, isn't it? But you're digging too fast, getting your layers mixed up, your dates wrong. Those must be some other villagers' memories.
It all comes to the same thing. Inchbrae stands together, a single entity.
Stay with us, Mum. You're not Heather.
Please.
Just hold me again.
You're not my daughter, are you?
No.
No!
Come on, Jill.
Let go of me. Who are you?
Jill?
Who the hell is anybody around here? Get away from me!
Jill!
You're frightening my wife.
Oh, shove it!
Where do you think you're going to go?
Out of here!
You won't get far with that cute little space helmet crushed.
I'll keep moving anyway, if you don't mind.
Moving where, Miss Smarty Pants?
It's a single entity you're facing here. I am Heather.
And I am Dan, too.
Plus the ghost of poor old Cairns and his soldier boys.
And every villager here.
All at the same time.
I'm also every door and window and blade of grass. Cool, huh?
In a nutshell,
I am Inchbrae.
So where can you hide that I won't see you?
There's a squad of soldiers coming in after us. They must be almost here. Pretty soon, you're going to have a war on your hands.
This experiment will be wrapped up even sooner, with all outstanding matters laid to rest.
Including any experiment with you, Dr. Bell.
You're not experimenting with me.
Your permission isn't required.
Think of me, Dr. Bell, as a fellow scientist. It's not enough just to kill you.
First, you have to be vivisected, comprehended, cut into your constituent parts, properly labelled.
And then, maybe, I'll put you out of your misery.
The operation requires no scalpel. Just standing here, I can cut into your thoughts as deeply as I've dug into the history of this village, physical and mental.
Get out! Get out!
I told you I'd get hold of the pictures in there.
The things and thoughts that make you feel sad, sore, vulnerable.
Leave me alone!
This guy here. Quite good looking. Who is he, Dr. Beth? What's his phone number?
Get away from me! I won't let you steal my memories!
Too late. I've got them already. What fun I'm going to have.
Ghosts. Isn't that what they're called hereabouts, Dr. Beth? No running from them, is there?
Oh, just watch how I run. Jill! Jill!
Hey there. See you around the next corner.
And every corner after that.
Until, guess what? There's no corners left.
In Ghost Zone by Marty Ross, Jill Logan was played by Gayanne Potter, Dr. Beth Granger by Joanna Tope, Captain Cairns, Sandy Nielsen, Dan Collins, Simon Tate, Heather Logan, Leslie Hart, Captain Hopridge, Stevie Hannon, and PC McBain by Finlay McLean. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The director was Bruce Young.